Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it truly is my pleasure to read with you God's Word. We are reading from the New American Standard Bible today, and we'll change to a new version tomorrow, but we're going to finish out Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 4 today in the New American Standard. Now, I have to admit that Acts is my favorite book of the New Testament. And so if you hear me reading really excitedly, I'm sorry. I just love all the action. And I just love seeing how the disciples are filled with the Spirit and the power of Jesus Christ. And so read with me now this story of Peter and John in the temple, and then Peter's second sermon, and Peter and John being arrested. Lots of action. Here we go. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. And a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking them to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk!" And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap, he stood upright and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they were taking note of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? Or why do you gaze at us as if by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, but put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are all witnesses. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know. And the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that you acted in ignorance, just as your rulers did also. But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus the Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time. Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. To him you shall give heed to everything he says to you.' And it will be that every soul that does not heed that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. And likewise, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and his successors onward also announce these days. It is you who are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, "And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For you first, God raised his servant and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways." And from chapter 4. As they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. Now we'll turn over to the Psalms and we'll read Psalm 116 and 117. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death encompass me, and the terrors of Sheol come upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. O Lord, surely I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And from Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud him, all peoples, for his loving kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. And now we'll return to 2 Kings in chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel at Samaria, and he reigned 17 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which he made Israel sin, and he did not turn from them. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them continually into the hand of Hazael, king of Aram, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael. Then Jehoahaz entreated a favor of the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, how the king of Aram oppressed them. The Lord gave Israel a deliverer so that they escaped from under the hand of the Arameans. And the sons of Israel lived in their tents as formerly. Nevertheless, they did not turn away from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, from which he made Israel sin, but walked in them. And the Asherah also remained standing in Samaria. For he left to Jehoahaz of the army not more than 50 horsemen and 10 chariots and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Aram had destroyed them and made them like the dust at threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz and all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Joash, his son, became king in his place. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, became king over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, from which he made Israel sin, but he walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might, with which he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat on the throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. When Elisha became sick with the illness of which he was to die, Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over him and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and arrow." So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." And he put his hand on it. Then Elisha laid his hand on the king's hand. He said, "Open the window toward the east." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The Lord's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Aram, for you will defeat the Arameans at Aphek until you have destroyed them." Then he said, "Take the arrows." And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground." And he struck it three times and stopped. So the man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Aram until you would have destroyed it. But now you shall strike Aram only three times." Elisha died, and they buried him. Now the bands of the Moabites would invade the land in the spring of the year. As they were burying a man, behold, they saw a marauding band, and they cast the man into the grave of Elisha. And when the man touched the bones of Elisha, he was revived and stood up on his feet. Now Hazael, king of Aram, had oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to them and had compassion on them and turned to them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy or cast them from his presence until now. When Hazael, king of Aram, died, Ben-Hadad, his son, became king in his place. Then Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, took him from the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken in war from the hand of Jehoahaz, his father. Three times Joash defeated him and recovered the cities of Israel. Woo, those names are tough. And it's so confusing because, again, we see that a name Joash can also be Jehoash. And so we're talking about the king of Israel here. And another complicating factor is that there was a king of Judah that was also named Joash. And the other name for him was Jehoash, I guess kind of like Rick and Ricky, but they're very confusing. And so what I have done is I have gone to a resource that's called The Bible Project. And on the Bible Project website, there is a series on the books of 1st and 2nd Kings. Actually, Kings was one volume at one time. And they split it up just to, because there was no room on the parchment for all of the book of Kings. Anyway, they do a great job on the Bible Project of giving an overview of the book of the Kings, which may be helpful for you if you'll go and check that out. Also, there is a website called Visual Unit, and in this website, there is a listing of the kings of Israel and Judah, and it gives a thumbs up or a thumbs down if they were good or bad, and it just puts them in order and clarifies some things. If you're interested in that list, email me at mary@mbbc.org, and I will send you a link to either of those resources. Thank you for your presence and your reading alongside in God's Word today. Would you pray with me? Father, we want to be a people of joy and gladness in your presence. We want to come before you with singing. We want to leap for joy because of what you have done for us. And yet I confess, Lord, that I often tend towards melancholy. I feel the weight of the world around me. And yet, Lord, I think you call us in the midst of seasons of sadness or grief to rejoice in your salvation nonetheless. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would give us a heart of peace and a heart of joy and a heart ready to proclaim the goodness of Jesus to those around us. The great hope that we have that while this life ends, we have an eternity with you. A place where the presence of evil is no more. And for this we rejoice. And in this place where evil still seems to reign, help us to remember that the power of your Holy Spirit lives in us and is working in us. Continue to conform us to your image, Lord, and use us. Put your treasure in us as clay pots, your power indescribable. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.